Every blue moon, a good idea comes rolling down to the South End. Or at least a crazy idea so goofus it catches the air on fire around it. Viagra Falls exploded on the scene right before oil prices shot through the roof in Jimmy Carter's reign. Ernie Crandall bought up the old Camp Camino cabins, all 12 of the dilapidated clapboard units, tore the worst two down, then restored the remaining 10 to like-new condition. Each had its own bathroom, unlike the shared bathhouse of the 1920s, and each got a fully equipped kitchenette, a TV set with adult VCR movies, and a queen-size bed. Ernie gave each cabin its uniquely distinct theme. Suite 7, for instance, was advertised as the caveman for the primitive in all of us. The Rancho Deluxe was touted as a cross between rawhide and satin. It sported cow hoof lamps and a table supported by three sets of longhorns. The Casanova had a heart-shaped bed, red boudoir, and a shower curtain to make a chic blush. Ever the PR specialist, Ernie provided local reporters and their editor with free introductory accommodations. Needless to say, Viagra Falls received lavish praise and exceptional press coverage. The South End, to most Seattleites, soon became the Sodom and Gomorrah, the island archipelago, a playground for bacchanalian delights and salacious getaways. Ernie was booked for 6 months in advance, and the falls, despite a cascade of water of any sort, was brimming to overflow. All this notoriety brought not only customers, but the wrath of the Little Church of the Ravine, one of whose members was a county health inspector. Septic violations became frequent and building code violations were uncovered. Not coincidentally, number 4 was renamed the Pastor's Hostage Wife Cabin, a romper room for sadomasochists. Ernie held the hounds at bay for a time, but finally decided he might prosper financially better in a less morally upright area closer to the urban areas of Sin City. And so the South End narrowly escaped becoming Las Vegas North and a magnet for lovers. Some of us, of course, mourn the loss.